www.ShopRite.com today. Another beautiful day, not quite as beautiful in the temperature department as yesterday, but still it's springtime. The birds are chirping, the sun's shining, and we are in Jamestown, North Dakota today on What's on Your Mind, coming to you live and direct from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. And a fellow by the name of Chewy is with me here. I only know you by Chewy.
Yep.
That's what they said. You get to the restaurant, ask for Chewy.
Yep, that's right. I got that nickname a long time ago.
What's your name?
Brandon DeWald.
How are you, Brandon?
Good. How about you?
Why'd they give you a Chewy name?
That's a long story.
Has something to do with Star Wars?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, exactly right. I remember it well. Well, the fire's on.
Yes.
On a brisk little, sunny morning in Jamestown and at the beautiful Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. And we're here because we're looking for the best of everything. Best of everything in the Northern Plains. And everybody I talk to says the best restaurant in Jamestown is the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. So, Chewy, you're doing something right.
Well, I'd have to agree with that.
You're going along on that premise, huh?
Yeah.
What makes it the best?
Well, I think it's the hard work and the love that everybody in this building puts into everything, you know.
You love your work.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
How many people go to work every day loving what they do?
I don't know. Can't be many.
Yeah. So you put some love into this, and what's the outcome? What do folks rave about most about the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill?
Well, you know, our food here, pretty much the whole menu, everything is real good. I mean, everybody, you know, seems to love the hospitality we give them, and, you know, the casual atmosphere is actually wonderful also. So, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, good thing in every kind of, you know,
top-to-bottom quality.
Yeah, top-to-bottom quality.
You know, we talked recently on the program about, what's the place you bring people when they come to your town? What's the main attraction? Where do you take them? If you're a hospital trying to recruit a doctor, if you're, a farm implement dealership trying to recruit a new manager.
Right.
If you're trying to get somebody to think about investing in your community, where do you bring them? You don't bring them to an Olive Garden.
No, I bring them down here to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grills.
Exactly right. You don't bring them to Lowe's or Menards to show them your retail stuff. You bring them to unique, fun places that demonstrate the character of the community. So if I'm on here in any given lunch hour or supper time, I'm going to get a little sense of the pulse of Jamestown.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a good pulse of Jamestown.
It's a hub.
It's the hub, yeah. For a restaurant in Jamestown, this is the spot.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's a beautiful restaurant, too. Really has some great ambiance, and obviously there must be some neat history to this building, huh?
Actually, yeah, the building's over 100 years old, and a lot of the interior design is still original.
That's neat.
Yeah, it is.
That is really cool. And the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill specialty, if there is one or two, three, what would be the thing you got to
order? Well, you know, our rotisserie is probably our specialty. Our smoked chickens that we do fresh every morning is probably our signature, along with our ribs and, you know, stuff like that. Out of the rotisserie is probably where our main, you know, spotlight on the food would be.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking forward to the conversations we go throughout the day today.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be here.
All right. Chewy, thanks. I can call you Chewy, huh?
Yeah, you can call me
Chewy. Lose the Brandon thing?
Lose it, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, and by the way, on the program today, we have... we're going to talk to Russ Newman at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, when you think about Jamestown, you think about, the kids probably think about the Big Buffalo, right? You can't miss it along the interstate. How did that Big Buffalo come to be? Some neat stories behind that. Harold Newman was really just that kind of man about town and a legendary entrepreneur, North Dakota entrepreneur, famous probably for the Newman Sign Company. His son, Russ, his only son, his oldest child, will join us today to talk just a little bit about the legend of Jamestown and Harold Newman and some of the fun things he's been involved in, which include, by the way, that Spiritwood Energy Park, which is just east of here, and a lot of things that have happened in town. We're going to talk with Sherry Heyer. Jim and Sherry Heyer, of Doolittle's fame, for folks that know the Doolittle's restaurant chain, might be Fargo, Alexandria, down in the Twin Cities, be familiar with that particular chain, are the proprietors of this fine facility, and Sherry's going to be here a little later on, so we're looking forward to chatting with her as well. We're going to talk in our 9 o'clock hour with two legislative leaders. We just come off the political parties conventions in North Dakota, and, of course, the Democrats and the Republicans. Kent Nonstedt is a Democratic leader. Al Carlson is a Republican leader, and we're going to have the two of them just talk about, all right, where do we go from here? Coming out of the conventions, the upcoming legislative session, and, you know, upcoming in a, you know, at the end of the year, we start getting there with calls for special session. We'll just get a take of a couple of legislators on the key issues of the day as well. We're going to chat with, in our 10 o'clock hour today, a farmer from here, a businessman, and a legislative leader as well. Terry Wanzik is a senator that represents Jamestown. He farms near here with his brother and his dad, and they have a value added operation in the beans that they do, plus farm a good chunk of land. So we're going to talk with him just a little bit about the year that was in agriculture, what's coming up, and of course, all things agriculture on the program today. Answer any questions you might have. Terry and I have had some great conversations about how good farming is for the most part these days, and how today's younger, ag leaders really don't know the tough times. And so we're going to pick up on that a little bit and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Couple things in the news, and I've got a Facebook post up about this on the national front. Obviously, I'm looking at the Bismarck Tribune, and the headline says, "Teen with blank expression stabs 22 people." I've been thinking about this since this story broke yesterday on the program, and we heard stabbing, and we heard multiple, incidents of it, so you didn't really know what. Very different than some of the headlines we hear about with, Sandy Hook Elementary, Newtown, Connecticut, and whatnot, and the fact that it's a stabbing, right? You have multiple victims, in this case 22, but stabbed. In this case, I guess he used some kitchen knives. This, I think, is a rich example of why we ought to focus on the soul or lack thereof of the individual that inflicts this kind of damage rather than the weapon of choice. Because you think there wasn't every bit as much terror in this Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh area high school as there was at Sandy Hook Elementary? To me, the most disturbing part of that headline I just read you is not the stabbing. It's not the part of the story that's the kitchen knife. It's obviously the perpetrator, but why? What do you think that it is about this perpetrator that I pick up from that headline that is what we ought to focus on, what we ought to worry about? I want to know what you think. 855-200-1776. We have a lot of ranchers in our audience. I have no doubt they're watching closely the situation in Nevada, where you have a dispute over grazing on some federal lands and a situation in court that has led to federal officials storming a man's ranch, tons of agents, it seems like a really, really, really heavy hand of government. You could look at the legal case of this fact and say this individual's in the wrong, but how they're going about this, wow, unbelievable. So that's a story that we can spend some time talking about today as well. And what else? A couple of the stories here that have caught our attention. There's a pit bull incident in Minot that could have been worse. Every time you mention the word pit bull, you wonder, oh, what happened? In this case, a man saved another woman from a pit bull. Again, raises the question, are we doing enough to have a handle on dogs that can go rogue? And, pit bulls get brandished with a lot of it, because of a lot of incidents that have been in the news. But I'm talking about any dog that demonstrates that kind of behavior. And then another political story that we're watching, the Republicans and Democrats split on this pay equity for women question. And who's right on it, do you think? It looks as though the Republicans just believe this is, this is not one for government to take on and are not too concerned about the political ramifications. Obviously, the Democrats are trying to gain some traction because of all the negative from Obamacare. They think they might have one here. Do they? Will this be a good political win for them? I want to talk a little bit about that today as well. We don't hit the road without the support of our roadshow sponsor. That's PetroServe USA. I want to thank the good folks at the PetroServe USA locations. And I drove from Bismarck this morning, headed into Jamestown. If you take that track, whether you're eastbound or westbound, Bismarck Mandan has PetroServe locations, one in each. Valley City, Castleton, just kind of keep going down the road. West Fargo, of course, into Fargo, Moorhead, the Minnesota side. You go on 10, you got Dilworth, you got Glendon, and as well as down south, 29, you got Wahpeton, up in Bemidji as well, a lot of locations. Here's what I love about the Petroserve USA locations. One, they partner North Dakota cornfields with North Dakota oil fields and help America fuel better. That's what's not to love about that. Again, more great things about North Dakota that are part of that. And then also the 4 for $4 special, every day, all day, four, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, four items for $4. I don't know, where do you get four of anything for $4 anymore? And we're talking about a hot stuff personal pan pizza. We're talking about a couple of cookies of your choice. I happen to be a fan of the oatmeal raisin myself, but you can mix and match whenever you want. And a 20-ounce drink. That's a great deal. That really is. So thanks to Petroserve USA, our roadshow sponsor, not only for helping America fuel better and powering North Dakota's economy, Main Street economy, by making that connection between our cornfields and our oil fields, but also for a great deal, our sponsor. The Golden Girls, when we come back, we're going to talk about what we ought to be focusing on in this incident in Pennsylvania when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at Chase on the Lake wants you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad they've said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room? No kidding. Any spa treatment? No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April. Any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care, they've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And we're live and on location today, Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown. You know, we're out to find the best of everything, and folks tell me this is the best restaurant in Jamestown, so we said we want to come find out firsthand, so we're here and encourage you to check it out yourself. We'll tell you more about it as we go throughout the day, meet some of the good folks from Jamestown here, and celebrate a North Dakota brand, a Jamestown brand. I love that. I'm not anti-chain in any way, shape, or form. I think, you know, what's great about America is You can hang on a shingle, put out a sign, put out a product, and let it go. And folks like the Waltons have done well. But you know what? It's not unique. It's not different. It's not, it's not anything to jump up and down about. It's just sort of, okay, there's one of those in every town. What's fun is what makes us unique and different. And, this is an example of that. And we love to celebrate it on the What's on Your Mind. Scott Hinlon coming to you live and direct today from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. Time of the morning where we, welcome the Golden Girls from the left, Ellen Radner, from the right, Blankina Cullum. And I have the topic selected today, ladies. I hope you're okay with that, because a couple of things that in the news that I'm curious of your take on. And one is this incident in Pennsylvania. We mentioned it briefly yesterday as this was breaking. It was a school near the Pittsburgh area in which a teen went on a rampage with a couple of kitchen knives and stabbed 22 people. A very inconvenient little problem here for the gun-grabbing lobby, in my view, Ellen, because it says to me we ought to be focusing on, in this case, a teen who had a blank expression. What does that tell you about the teen?
Well, it tells me the teen is probably mentally ill, but that's not the issue, Scotty. Can you imagine the damage he could have inflicted had he had a gun? And secondly, why aren't we doing mental detection on all teens coming into school?
Well, I don't know. He could have gone into prison.
And the fact of the matter is, for all those people that homeschool are saying, listen, at least my kids aren't going to school and getting killed. The other thing is, a blank expression on a teenager. Every kid at some point at that age has blank expression. I think we're going to have to do a lot better job in identifying mentally ill kids. And the thing of it is, I think we're going to have to do a lot better job with trying to understand the role of the people that are the law enforcement there on school grounds. Because you're right, Scotty. The gun toters, the ones that are against guns, are going to say, well, gee whiz, imagine, like Ellen said, that the infliction they could have done with guns. 20 people is a lot. It doesn't matter whether it's one kid or another or 20 kids. It's a lot of damage, and I think we're going to have to do a lot better in the schools of trying to figure out how to protect the kids, and it ain't just going to be metal detectors.
Here's my point. It is, you mentioned the mental health of this individual and the blank expression. And to me, the issue is that very fact, that someone that in this case is mentally disturbed, blank expression, I would argue one could say, is he soulless? I don't know. The damage they can do doesn't really matter to the weapon. We ought to focus on the individual and what they are like they are. As you say, Blankie, just spotting it or whatever. Let's bring a couple of callers
in. Here's the other thing. I want to throw this one out to you and Ellen. We're looking at weapons. Why are we not looking at the video games that are so violent? Why are we not putting any accountability in Hollywood for the kinds of films and the kinds of videos that they're bringing out that show kids how to kill and make it a sport? Why is there no accountability there?
Yeah, let's bring some callers here and see if get their take on this. Bob Grafton, let's go to you first. Been waiting the longest. Don't have a lot of time with the Golden Girls, but quickly tell me what's your thought on this, Bob.
Yeah, good morning, ladies. Good morning, Scott. Listen, the real issue in this situation, and in all of them, Columbine, Sandy Hook, every single one of them, including the Fort Hood recent shooting, every single one of these individuals, even the theater in Aurora, every single one of them were undergoing treatment with antidepressants for depression. The only case that was Major Nadal Hassan, and our president declared that workplace violence, and that was a clear act of terrorism. The real issue is these antidepressants, these SSR uptake in rehabilitating drugs. Alex Jones had an abundance of information on this issue. It's not the guns, it's not the knives, it's not the bow and arrows, it's not the ink pens, it's not the tool that kills people.
Very good point, Bob. I think it goes back to the mental health issue. It goes back to and how in this case we're treating it. I think that has to be a piece of this, don't you, Ellen? You have a mental health background.
Well,
let
me just say something. I'm on the board of a psychiatric hospital, on the advisory board, and I will tell you that one of the physicians there believes that polypharmacy, giving different drugs to people, including the SSRIs, is a huge problem. And secondly, I agree with Blankita, believe it or not, on this issue. I think we have got to hold these game makers responsible. This isn't the Pac-Man that you and I grew up with in the 1980s.
Right.
These are violent games. And I think they should be held responsible. Now, I know.
Well, again, I don't. That to me,
agree,
though, I have to tell you, that smacks of blaming the gun or the weapon. I mean, it's a symptom, but the individual
is
sort of someone.
But Scotty, here's the deal: they train a lot of military on those video games. They learn how to be able to spot things. They learn, and really, it becomes sport. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, we have all kinds of rules and regulations for people that have to buy a gun. We used to have movies where kids could go to the theater with their parents and they had a rating system. So at least you really knew if there was excessive violence. And some of that stuff Hollywood took out. You know, Hollywood is the first to come out against guns, they'll come against cigarettes, they'll come against all kinds of stuff, but they won't hold themselves accountable. I say hold Hollywood accountable.
Let's get Craig in here quickly in Fargo for your take on this. Craig, go ahead.
Well, first off, when it comes to guns, the Sandy Hook thing, every responsible gun owner should do the right thing, but we can't blame the gun. I can guarantee you, if you had a popular video game out there that depicted a big pickup truck driving through children's playgrounds, killing people, within a year, there'd be that happening, too. It's the person you better look at, not the utensil they use to do the crime.
Yeah, very good point. Another topic I just want to throw in because I know our time is short with you, too. The headlines on this incident in Nevada is unbelievable. 200 armed federal agents around a farm, snipers, range war, cattle seized, cattle killed. The Democratic governor's called this roundup intimidation. They have a First Amendment area where anybody that supports the family or they have to go in like this little pen area. This is all over protecting a turtle. So a turtle will not have its food taken by cattle. Is this not over the top?
Completely. Crazy.
I started talk radio during the Ruby Ridge thing, and actually I do think it's over the top when Keith and I are agreeing today. Now, I do want to protect those sweet little turtles, but there's other ways to do it.
But come on, Al. You got to
kiss the turtle. I want to kiss the turtle.
I mean, this is unbelievable. We will affect someone's livelihood over a turtle not having enough food is not an America that our founding fathers.
The turtle should get enough food, but I think 200 agents is a little overkill.
Well, Ellen, why don't you take up a fund? You can go to a pet store and buy some turtle food and go feed the turtles and put them in a pen. Don't put Americans in a pen to limit their free speech rights.
I put the turtle in the soup, but then you know how I am. I'll have turtle soup.
Turtle in the soup. That even better. Then Ellen doesn't have to pay any of her hard-earned money. All right, you two, take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The Golden Girls from the left, Ellen Rander from the right, Blemkita Cullum. More from Jamestown and the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. deal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The program we call What's on Your Mind. A lot of issues to tackle today. We're watching that situation out at the ranch in Nevada. We have more details now than we did yesterday on the Pennsylvania shooting. We're going to put up a question here in a bit about this situation in Minot. Evidently, a man saved a woman from a pit bull attack. So begs the question again: are we doing enough to protect people from dogs gone bad? That was in our backyard. And then you always wonder: do you blame the dog? Do you blame the owner? Always a lot of questions that come out of that. And some legislation we're watching on pay equity, women's pay equity. And it looks like Democrats think they have a winning political issue here because, well, I'll give you an example. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, a staunch champion of this, says it's great. Wonderful. Senator John Hoeven voted against it. Who's right? So we're going to talk about that, too, as well. We're coming to you today from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. Our first of several guests will join us today on the program coming up here in just a moment to talk about a legend of Jamestown, Harold Newman. Next hour, we're going to chat with two legislative leaders from the Democratic side, Ken Onstad, from the Republican side, Al Carlson. 10 o'clock hour, an area farmer from Jamestown and also a legislator, Terry Wanzek, will be here to talk farming and the upcoming legislative session and much more. Chewy's here from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. What's your official position here, Brandon?
My official position is a senior manager.
A senior manager. So you make the show run.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good. And how many guys back in the kitchen?
Back in the kitchen total with the crew, we've got, I believe, 9.
And what happens? Do they decide what the specials and the features are going to be on any particular
Actually, our executive chef does that, Andrew Brogenreef. He's our executive chef here. He's actually really talented, and he knows his stuff on food.
So would he do the little experimenting and the mixing and matching?
Yep. He would actually do that along with myself and the rest of our staff here. It's what makes the show run.
What's one of the features you rotate in and out that folks love a lot?
We like to switch it up every month. So actually, we try not to keep the same features. So that's kind of our niche. That's how we do things.
That's neat. So what's April's? Give me one of April's favorites.
April, spring. My favorite would be the Korean barbecue pork sliders. They're super good. It's an appetizer, but it's outrageous. It's just delicious.
What is Korean barbecue?
Korean barbecue is just like a barbecue sauce made with a hoisin sauce and ginger and a couple other secret little ingredients in there.
Wow, sounds good. All at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill right downtown Jamestown. Good to chat with you, Chewy. We'll see you a little later.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you being here. Chewy and I were talking a little earlier about some of the things we're going to talk about today, and one is, of course, when you think of Jamestown, you think of Buffalo, mainly because of that big, giant Buffalo that is out there. And, look at the name of this restaurant, the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. This is the Buffalo City. It's a part of the character, part of the heritage. And one of the individuals who was very instrumental in the business community and just in community activists was Harold Newman. And Harold passed away recently. Everybody knows Harold as the sign magnet. A lot of folks know him as a tireless backer of the end of ethanol industry. But he was a lot of things to a lot of folks, especially in Jamestown. His only son, his oldest, Russ Newman, joins us to talk a little bit about that Jamestown legend. Russ, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Good morning, and thank you for coming to my home city of Jamestown.
How many years did you spend here in Jamestown, Russ?
Well, I left Jamestown for college when I was 18, which had been back in 1974. But of course, I have great memories of the city and then working for my family business up there on the hill on the West Loop.
Yeah, no kidding. One of those landmarks in Jamestown. What's your favorite memory about your dad and Jamestown? Is it the big buffalo? Is it and how he just was relentless in making sure that thing, the world's biggest buffalo, was built? Or what memories of your dad's love that Jamestown stay with you the most?
Well, there's so many things, but I was a bit young to remember his role in the buffalo, but I know he had a major role in it. He was also very proud of being on the city council and having a major push behind building at the time, which was probably the finest civic center in the state, if not one of the best. And there's so many things. And one of my favorite thoughts about my dad is how good of an employer he was to his people. He knew everybody by name. And we got to be pretty good size. We had up to a couple hundred employees, and he treated everybody equally. And he really had a knack for making people really want to work for him. And he got the most out of everybody. And on top of that, and first and foremost to me, he was a great father.
Yeah, really, just a real kind soul, kind heart. Had some great conversations with him over the years, and you could see that. His love for Jamestown was always, incredible, and, just so many things, so many wonderful memories. Recently one of the stories that was written about him talked about, creative billboard campaigns and the Be Kind. And those signs we see, that was your dad. That's kind of how he went about his life, wasn't it?
Yeah, he always wanted everybody to think it was an anonymous donor, but it was him, and he had some humorous public service billboards too. And there was, I can't remember the exact issue, but it was in the Jimmy Carter era. There was he had a billboard up that said because the farmers weren't getting what they felt a fair price for their wheat, and it said farmers can't sell their wheat for peanuts, in reference to Jimmy Carter being a peanut farmer. And then and then Lloyd Umdahl and my dad got together and had some funny billboards, and one of them was Welcome to North Dakota Mountain Removal Project complete. Montana closed for the weekend. Minnesota closed. And that got us a lot of national attention. So he had some fun. It wasn't all work.
You love baseball too, obviously. I love those billboards up there about Roger Maris, the true home run king, and of course, with the connection to Jamestown and Darren Erstad, he put that up. His love of sports made it up to the billboards too, didn't it, Russ?
Yeah, he did. He was a college ball player for Mayville State, and then he played amateur ball in Jamestown in his earlier years when he moved to town. And yeah, he had a strong passion for baseball. You're right about that, Scott.
We're chatting with Russ Newman about his dad, Harold, who recently passed away and was just a man about town in Jamestown. We're going to have to break for the sports here, but when we come back, Russ, I want to talk a little bit about the Spiritwood Energy Park and ethanol, how that started, because I know you've been in that business as well, and obviously got that love from your dad, and started pretty small, and has really turned into a juggernaut of an industry that continues to battle away, and had a neat little part out at the Spiritwood Energy Park that your dad was part of too. We'll talk about that when we come back. Dustin, I'm gonna turn it over to you for sports. Be back with more from the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown after this continues on What's on Your Mind Today. How are we looking sports wise there, D?
Well, real good. Of course, the big game coming up tonight, 7:30 UND against the Gophers. Everybody's been waiting with bated breath, and it's about to happen tonight. The game before that on ESPN2 is the team that you're going to find playing whoever wins UND or Minnesota Union against Boston College at 4 o'clock on ESPN2. So if you happen to have to work today between that and the afternoon Twins game, you've got plenty to keep you preoccupied. Union BC going to be a great matchup at 4 o'clock. BC probably has one of the best, arguably the best top line in all of college hockey with Johnny Goudreau. So that'll be a good matchup at 4 o'clock. And then, of course, 7:30 UND Minnesota. You can't go to a website or open up a paper without seeing two or three articles regarding UND and their incredible run, or college hockey news. Adam Woden has a really good article up right now just regarding the scary night everything changed, looking back to Friday night Lawrence when the team was 4-7-2, and how the team, after that loss, Hakstol didn't go back into the locker room right away, and the guys kind of had an opportunity to talk amongst themselves, air out some maybe dirty laundry, give one of those look-in-the-mirror moments. So real interesting there. College Hockey News, if you haven't taken a look at that website, it's great, collegehockeynews.com. So UND Minnesota, really looking forward to that tonight. Also want to pass along Nick Madsen joined an exclusive Club Wednesday, being named the recipient of the NCAA's Elite 89 Award, which is given to the student with the highest cumulative grade point average participating in the final site for each of the NCAA's 89 championships. Madsen had a 3.97 cumulative grade point average and is majoring in entrepreneurship. So congratulations to Mr. Madsen, and good luck to UND against the Gophers tonight. Let's see, the Minnesota Twins lost a tough one yesterday, 7-4 in extras to the A's. They'll do it again this afternoon at 12:10. Straley pitching for the A's, Mike Pelfrey for the Twins. Oswaldo Arcia placed on the 15-day DL with a wrist injury. The Twins have recalled Darren Mastrioni to take Arcia's roster spot. Former NDSU reliever Neil Wagner was recalled by the Toronto Blue Jays yesterday. Wagner pitched two perfect innings against the Astros, striking out three, so good for the former Bison. And the 78th Masters gets underway. It's already started. We'll pull up the earliest leaderboard right here, give you an update on that. No Tiger Woods this year. No Tiger Woods this year. Wide open field should be real interesting. And we have a Swede in the lead right now. I'm going to mess up his last name, but his first name is Jonas.
I bet Russ would know that name. What's the Swede's name, Russ? Do you know?
What was the question again?
The Swede in the lead at the Masters. What's his first name? Did you say, Dustin?
Jonas Blitz. It looks like B-L-I-X-T.
Yeah, we don't follow the
Swede. Yeah, Blitz. Yeah, he won a PGA Tour. He's a one-time winner on the PGA Tour.
Have you got a favorite in the Masters?
I like Kuchar and McIlroy, of course, but Kuchar's been playing really well.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to the fact that Tiger's not in it, so you can just sort of, rather than have the obsessive Tiger, major count or all the Tiger up, Tiger down, all that drama, just go away and focus on some real golf rather than the soap opera. So I'm not all that ripped up that he's on the mend and having to have surgery and not going to make it. How about you?
You're probably in the minority on that one, Scott.
I'm sure. I know.
People love watching Tiger.
I can't deal with the drama, you know. And he ends up sucking up a lot of oxygen from a lot of really good golfers. But you know,
cover him even when he's 5-6 shots behind.
I know, it really is amazing. Anyway, Russ, of course, one of the great golfers of our region, so couldn't resist the Masters question there. And we are fired up for the Fighting Sioux tonight as well. Going to be a big one. One of the best rivalries in sports, without question. And in hockey, it's right up there. So it's going to be fantastic. I don't know if there's any better college hockey rivalry. And of course, they don't play anymore because they're in different leagues and a bunch of crazy politics. But they're playing in the Frozen Four. The academics couldn't figure out a way to maneuver around that one, and I love it. All right, back with more of our conversation with Russ Newman. We're going to talk a little bit about ethanol and the Spiritwood Energy Park and more about his dad, Harold Newman. Live from Jamestown today. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
What's on your mind? We're just out to find the best of everything. This project really excites me. It's fun. And just talking about it in the air has prompted all kinds of great suggestions. And I have to tell you, I've been through Jamestown, been to Jamestown for various things over the years. Never been to the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill. Why? I don't know. I hadn't been to Botno till about a few weeks ago. Why? I don't know. But I'm ending that. My bucket list is to get to all the best places of the Northern Plains, and this is one of them. And we'll be broadcasting here today from Jamestown. I know this one of the best of Jamestown was Harold Newman, a city father, a pillar of the community, and just a passionate supporter. We're chatting with his son Russ here on the program today. To relive some of the memories since we lost Harold recently after 80-some good years. So let's talk about your dad's love for ethanol and how that connected here to Jamestown. I mean, he was for ethanol before ethanol was cool, big time. Right, Russ?
Well, that's true. And Dad, billboards was his flagship business, but he had passion for other businesses, too, like real estate and so forth, and he got involved in as a partner in the Alcam Grafton plant, and it was a small plant. It was about a 10 million gallon plant, and this was back in the late 70s, early 80s. I can't remember the exact year, but ultimately he ended up with the entire plant, and since then it's been closed because you need the bigger plants to. For the economy to scale to make it work. But it worked well for a number of years. And then it kind of evolved into, the Great Energy Spiritwood Energy Park plant. And, he was contemplating getting involved in an ethanol plant there. He ultimately ended up not having any ownership in an ethanol plant there. But without his involvement and people like Kaniova and former senator, state senator Dwayne Espegard, I don't believe that project would ever came to fruition.
And there were some really unique parts of that, too, to use wastewater out of Fargo, recycle it, and just, a lot of neat innovation. And that project's morphed now into, a project that's on the table for manufacturing some chemicals and farm chemicals. So it's still a lot of that synergy is still there. And I know your dad loved the ethanol industry. Just give me your quick take on where things are at. I know obviously a lot rests on what's happening in Congress and, you're trying to bridge the industry to stand on its own, and up against, obviously a lot of oil interests that are not fond of the ethanol side of things. How do things stand? What's the state of the ethanol industry, Russ?
Well, the past year it's been excellent, and part of the issue is why it's been the margins have been so good is the lack of transportation. The petroleum industry is taking up a good share of the tanker cars, so there's a shortage of tanker cars. Which, when you can't get the product out of these ethanol plants as easily, it drives the price up. So the margins have been much better for the ethanol industry, but the production is down to about 80% of where it was nationally because of that lack of pipelines and rail infrastructure to handle all this. So overall, it's been pretty good lately, to sum it up. But back to my dad, he was the kind of guy, if he had his eyes set on something and wanted to get done, it got done, and there was no stopping him.
What do you think the best example of that was? What project do you remember of just being tenacious on and just not giving in on?
Well, I think this Spiritwood project was one of them. If you ask anybody involved, they'd tell you the same thing. It's probably a prime example. We expanded our billboard business over the years many times, and acquiring different companies, and we were patient in doing so, but ultimately we made good business decisions and it panned out. And I think probably that Buffalo is another example. I was just a little tight at the time, but that's a unique example there.
And there's something that'll live on for a lot of years. That's a part of the fabric of this community. And he had a love for North Dakota, didn't he? And I know, obviously, the sign business, you think of as headquartered in Jamestown, and you're obviously Fargo, Minot, and other places as well. But, those signs are everywhere, certainly throughout North Dakota. That took a lot of work, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. And, as a young guy traveling with him in summers working, I got to know every crack in the pavement on those highways in North Dakota. He was all over the place. I'd run into people and said, well, I saw your dad yesterday, had coffee with him in Minto or, you know, some small town near Oxford. And I, well, geez, I just saw dad, you know, earlier that day. He got around and he was probably one of his greatest assets was his curiosity. He could make friends in the snap of a finger. He'd ask a lot of questions, but he would listen for the answers, and he learned so much because of his curiosity.
That's so awesome. Tell you what, really appreciate you taking a little time to talk about him today. We didn't want to come to Jamestown and not honor his memory and legacy, and who better than his firstborn and his son, Russ, to join us to do that today. Russ, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it.
Well, Scott, the family thanks you for doing that, and thank you for coming to Jamestown. And we'll stay tuned.
You bet. Russ Newman, to talk about the legacy of Harold Newman with us today on the program. We are in Buffalo, the Buffalo City, rather, at the Buffalo City Rotisserie Grill in Jamestown today on What's On Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Lovenity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.